Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angels on Air. My name is Carolyn McGee, and I am an angelic life coach and Reiki master teacher. I am here with my friend Dawn Simpson, who actually created Angels on Air many years ago. And we are going to be talking about how to maximize the numerology of year number 8. And Dawn, hi, how are you? Okay. Let me unmute her, and then we can have her talk to us. A little bit of a rocky start here. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, and whatever little obstacles, I think we're just clearing off the last of the energy from 2014, which was, in my particular case, all about letting go of stuff that no longer serves me.
Yay.
Yay. So here we are.
Here we are. And it's so great to be here. I feel like I haven't been here in eons, and it's great being back in this energy here with you tonight, Carolyn. So thank you.
You are welcome.
The invite. It was great. We have some really cool stuff to talk about. As everybody probably remembers, I'm an angelic life coach here at Angels Teach. Also a Reiki master teacher. I also am a complementary color therapy practitioner. I'm also taking an aromatherapy course right now, which I'm really liking. And actually, Carolyn and I are in a program right now to become an ordained minister with our one and only Reverend Elvia Nina Rowe here at angelsteach.com with the Divine Order of the Sacred Rose. So really exciting. My website is angeldawning.com. You can head there also and see the divine products and things that I do there as well. But I have to say that as I was writing these things down of the things that I'm doing, I honestly have to say, Carolyn, that I don't think I would be doing any of these things if it wasn't for angels. Because if I think about all the things that I did, it all kind of came from my foundation in Angels Teach. So I really have to thank, you know, the beautiful energy of Angels Teach for finding me and, you know, bringing me to me.
I am completely with you, and it really has been such a gift for me and for all of the people that I work with, because, you know, I think when the student is ready, you find the teacher, and I was searching for a direction. I was searching for a community, a place to, a spiritual home, a place to belong, when I found Reverend Elvia, when I met you, and when I met, you know, some of the other people who have become very close friends to me through Angel's Teach. And it really is amazing how you get to, you find a safe home, you find people that can mentor you, that can teach you, or, you know, as Reverend Elvia likes to say, can help you remember what you already know. And then once you have that awareness, then you get to go out and help other people, whether you do it as a you know, true teaching, or if you just do it as mentoring in your workplace, or you know, supporting your children, or, you know, other family members. But it's just such an amazing process to understand yourself better and have that sense of community. You know, that's the biggest thing for me is having that, you know, true sense of community and sense of belonging and feeling safe, you know, safe to explore different, types of healing modalities. You know, you and I are very similar in our backgrounds. We, of course, we're teachers at Angels Teach. We're, you know, angelic life coaches. We do the Reiki. We do the color, the aromatherapy, and but our approaches are different because we bring our own individual energies to it, and that I just love the way that we are allowed to explore and create and compare in a positive way, not in a negative way.
Totally. And I mean, again, I have to say that this really, Angels Teach was the foundation. And if anybody out mm-hmm. there listening, whether you're, you know, a listener, your first time listening, or you've listened to us a million times, you know, if you're feeling drawn to come out of your closet, whatever that closet is, of just being able to be you and do more of the things that you feel that you came to do that you feel you're not doing, you know, you're feeling held back, take that step, you know, go on to Angels Teach. There's something, you know, there's something there that can speak to you. And it could be, you know, it could be just a message that's there, but I just feel like there's something there for everyone. So, yeah.
Yeah, there definitely is something there for everyone. Yeah, and I think, you know, the beginning of the new year, and we'll get more into the energy of the year specifically, but I think any time you start a new time period, whether it's a new moon, if it's a new year, a new month, it's an opportunity to take a look at what's working and how you can possibly enhance that in order to strengthen and then let go of things that aren't working. Yep, it's just really incredible.
Yeah, it really is. And the more you pay attention to that and the more you become aware,
mm-hmm.
like the more you feel alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the easier it is to try different things. You know, I still laugh sometimes when I think about the first time I met you, Dawn. It was at a angel circle that Reverend Elvia was hosting in Natick. And I didn't know anything about the angels other than the religious connotation. I just knew that I needed something that was bigger than myself. And I needed a community. You know, a live community. I needed to actually feel the energy of people because I'm very clairsentient. I need that feeling. And I walked in that room and I literally felt like I had come home. And I'm shy. I didn't really speak a lot, but I could just feel the welcoming energy and the encouragement, you know, to not think that I could do it all at once, to not, you know, to not worry about tactics or how anything's going to do. You know, there's no comparison. What one person can do is not necessarily what the other person can do, but we all have our own unique strengths and gifts that we bring to the world. And, you know, one of the things I remember so clearly is that we each have a unique gift. And if we don't bring it out into the world, if we allow fear to keep it inside us, then the world isn't as bright because we're not shining that light. We're not bringing that unique perspective that we each have out into the world to allow it to shine. And that's been so comforting to me anytime I've tried to start something new. I just love that thought.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's kind of a great segue into tonight's topic and how we can use these energies to kind of come into more of, you know, who we are and what we do. You know, what I was brought to yesterday, I was having a conversation and with a new friend, and she was talking about the new energies coming in for, you know, 2015, which is our topic for tonight. And the new energies of this year are very strong and powerful in a really good, big way. And it's important for us to utilize those energies to our benefit and to help us become more into, again, and I keep saying this, more into us, into who we are, and to come out of our own closet. Because everybody, I think, has their own little closets, and you might have more than one closet, you know, that you need to come out of or that you have come out of, and that's okay. But I think that it's important for all of us to know that these energies, these beautiful, new, wonderful energies in 2015 are available to all of us, and how great it is for us to be able to have these energies and be available for these energies to help support us and help lift us up and to help help us spread our wings. All together, we all have wings. We all can fly. So, you know, what will you do with these new energies? What will you do with the power, the abundance, the manifesting, the opportunities that are going to be available to you this upcoming year? So things to think about. What I was understanding in this conversation, and I also went online and did some research as to, you know, about this, the whole new energy of 2015. And what I'm learning is, because I'm not into numerology, I've never taken a course on it. You know, I've dabbled a little here and there. But what I'm learning is that for this year, there's going to be a lot of opportunities coming our way. And the energies are asking us to get on board, to join opportunities, because these opportunities are just that. They're opportunities to allow us to grow and to be inspired and to inspire and to help us get off the ground. You know, and we get a whole year of taking these opportunities and growing and nurturing ourselves in a whole new energetic way.
Yeah, and that's so powerful because, you know, as we've been going through, I think, the energetic shift just since the solstice, there's been, it feels like it's moving faster. And the more aware you are of the energetic shift, the more, you know, kind of on board, almost like riding a wave, like on a surfboard, the more you're with the flow, the quicker you can make the changes you want, the faster that you can, you know, manifest the things that you really want and raise the vibration of the world. I mean, one of the things that came up, and I can't remember if it was in Sunday Morning Grace through Angel's Teacher, another one of the classes was the 51% tipping point. Right now, the world is still at 51% fear. And all of the changes that we are making, us as spiritual beings, us as, you know, in being, you know, being on the path of enlightenment and whatever that means to you, as we change and grow, we are changing and growing all of the people that interact with us. So we're helping to bring the world to that tipping point, to that 51% of faith and belief and manifestation and balance and all of those really positive energies that will then cause it to spin easier in that direction. And this year is going to be a really positive one and a really powerful one to help move that energy forward towards that tipping point. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's new and exciting energies. And I think also that these new powerful energies can help us step out of some of these fears. You know, these new energies can support us in becoming a little more fearless. And I think that the more fearless that we become, the less fear we have. Because the more we step out, the more we want to step out. You know, you realize once you step out, you take that first step, even if it's a baby step, you get out there and you're like, hey, this ain't so bad. I can do this. This is kind of nice. This isn't so scary. You know, because the biggest percentage of the thoughts that you have that scare you, they're not even true, ever happen. So we kind of, you know, the fears are mostly made up, you know, or created from ourselves, you know, from fear.
Right.
So, you know, fear of what, you know, and for everybody it's different. But everybody has their own reasons for having fear. We all have different backgrounds. But I think that these wonderful new energies can really help boost us. I feel like it's a booster energy, you know. It can help boost you and help bring us more confidence to get out there more and more. You know, a little more. Another thing, too, that I feel that we need to do this year to prepare for next year, because the energies every year are different. So this year's energies are going to be different from next year. This year's energies are different from last year. So every year the energies are different. So you want to help yourself in for the next upcoming year. What can you do to support yourself in the new energies that will, you know, come in? So for this year, I feel like we need to ground. We need to learn how to ground ourselves, because the energies next year will be different, and I think that we'll have to be a little more grounded next year. Again, this is from what I'm understanding. Again, I'm no guru in numerology in this. This is my understanding. And this is on my list of things to do for this year. And I kind of sat with my angels before the call and said, you know, what kind of things should I bring through to help people, you know, utilize this energy the best way that they can for each and every one of us. We're all individuals. And so grounding, I feel, is a big part of this year. So, you know, practice grounding. I mean, get really good at grounding. Something, you know, make it something that you can do every day, you know, at the beginning of your day, in the middle of the day, or at the end of the day, or all three, you know, if you find yourself becoming ungrounded. Because sometimes, you know, depending on your situations and where you are at work or home or wherever your situation is, you can be grounded when you begin your day, but then as your day goes on, you know, circumstances happen, and you kind of feel like you come unraveled and ungrounded. So, you know, stay tuned into being grounded. You know, find a practice. Find whatever works for you, and it's different for everybody. I mean, you can just, you know, keep it simple. For me, I like to keep it simple. I don't like, you know, things that are, you know, got a million steps, and you got to do it this way, and you got to do that way, and this pose and that pose. I like to keep it simple because simple works too. Ground, you can keep it simple by just imagining you've got deep, thick roots coming out the bottom of your feet, or if you're sitting in your chair, that they're coming out, you know, the bottom, the base of your spine, you know, that you're just, like, you can't move out of your chair. You're so grounded in your chair or in your feet. You know, having your feet in sand or in the ground if you're, you know, in a place where you're in nice weather. We're not. We'll have our feet in the snow here. or in water, you know, having your feet in water will also ground you. Planting, you know, you can do some indoor planting. Having your hands in soil is also very grounding. Carolyn, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that, you know, in general, for me to be able to manifest, I have to be in my body. And for me to be able to be in my body, I need to ground. energy of this year feels like a big energy of change and abundance. You know, that's kind of the major themes to it seem to be, you know, money, power, and balance. From my own research that I did on it too, and also, you know, my own connection with my angels. And it's to be able to allow those changes to come through us, we really do need to have a regular spiritual practice. And I think that goes hand in hand with being grounded. You to have that plug-in, that connection to God, so that you, God, the angel, spirit, whatever, you know, terminology works for you, but to be able to have that and at a moment's notice be able to connect to it. You know, whether you're at work and you need to take a couple of deep breaths to bring yourself back in, if you want to, you have a crystal that works for you that kind of acts as a touchstone that you can keep in your pocket or purse and pull it out and hold on to it to feel that physical connection pulling you back in. Or, as you said, you know, imagine yourself with roots or standing in some variety of Mother Earth to pull your energy back in. I think all of those are great. But breath work, too, is something that I've found to be really powerful for me when I feel like I'm spinning, when I feel like I'm missing something. And, you know, this energy is going to be powerful. It's going to be testing people, but in a positive way. Like, I felt like last year was a year of testing to really clear out stuff. This year feels like the energy of testing to help calibrate us, find things, to help us really focus in and manifest and move forward. So it's a different type of, I guess, check and balance energy, but you still really need to be in touch with your connection to spirit. You need to be in touch with your body in order to be able to feel those answers, to feel that guidance, and then physically bring it through you. Because if you're living up in the, you know, with your head in the cloud, so to speak, all the time, then you don't have the physical energy to manifest and allow these things to come through you.
Yes, that's right. I mean, too much of a good thing isn't a good thing. You know, it's important for that, like you said, calibrate and to be in balance. Mm-hmm. So another simple thing that I do, which that just brought to mind, and this is what I do in the morning, again, for me, it's got to be simple. I will ground myself, you know, with the energies of heaven and the energies of earth. So I will picture and feel the energies of heaven coming down through my crown, down through my body, down through my feet into the ground. And then the energies of earth coming up my feet, up my body, and out through my crown and up into heaven. So I'm perfectly grounded in both heaven and earth and those beautiful energies of both, so that I'm calibrated, like you said, like I'm in balance and I'm able to begin my day in balance of, you know, upper and lower, as above, so below. I've brought both beautiful energizing energies through my body to help, you know, begin my day in balance.
That's a beautiful visual. Thank you for sharing that. I think I'm
going to start borrowing
that one.
Yeah, please feel free. I mean, it's wonderful. I really feel better when I do this rather than just grounding, you know, one way, grounding in the earth. I just, like you said, calibrate. It just kind of calibrates me every morning.
Yeah, and that is one of the big things for this year. It's not maybe calibration or balance, but to not go to one extreme or the other, and to find a modality that works for you to help you to keep balance, You know, a lot of times when you're in the flow of things, sometimes instead of just allowing the flow, it can become easier to try and draw it in or push something, and then you get out of balance because you're not in the flow. So there's an invitation to be aware of your own personal energy and find tools to keep yourself in balance so that you're allowing, you're not resisting, but you're also not pushing or pulling. You're just going with the flow, just as if you're on a river. You're going with the flow of the energy and being aware of everything, all the opportunities that surround you as you go down that river.
So you grow with the flow instead of go with the flow.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing, that another pointer that I'd like to share about, you know, utilizing these energies is finding a mentor if you feel you need to for your spiritual growth, whether you attend a class, whether it be online or in person. Some people like to be in person. Some people don't mind being over the phone or a webcast. You could even host a class. That also helps raise your vibrations, because I do teach as well, I feel that when I'm teaching, I'm also learning. And I really feel also that after I teach anything, about anything, that my vibration has been raised, because I'm passionate about what I'm doing. I'm passionate that I was able to conduct a class and to reach out to people and help them on their journey. So it's important for this year to help us find ways, creative ways, because there's a lot of creativity, a lot of new creative energies in 2015 as well. So the energies now will help support you in getting even more creative. So, you know, again, either doing a class or being in a class. And it doesn't matter if it's a quote-unquote spiritual class. It could be a class on painting, which we just did that. My husband's, our whole family, we went and painted, because that's this new thing, I guess. Everybody's painting now. Everybody's having these painting classes where they have this painting. This artist will have this class, and they'll hold, like, it was at a restaurant we went to. But she has this painting, and everybody paints it, and she shows you, and she takes you step by step. And by the time you're done, you've created this beautiful painting, whatever it was that you created. And it was beautiful. And, you know, it kind of felt spiritual as well, and it definitely raised my energies. And it was kind of meditative. I mean, even though there was 12 of us that went, it was meditative, too, because we weren't, you know, we had our moments where we were talking and you know, complimenting each other's paintings and things, but most of the time was spent focusing on how creative can I be with this flower, you know, or this color. What kind of color could I bring in to, you know, enhance this drawing? I mean, she used blue, but I could use, you know, so it really awakened me, and everybody there in their own way was kind of awakened, and so it doesn't have to be a quote unquote spiritual thing. I mean, it certainly can be. You could reach out to your local church and attend some Bible classes or, you know, some kind of social group at your church. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it raises your vibrations and it kind of, you know, works on you deepening your spirituality, because it kind of goes hand in hand. It can.
Yeah, I think the more you open yourself up to new experiences of any variety, you just continue to open up your own energy. And I do believe that there's a lot of value to community and, you know, extended community. It's not just people's families. It's also, the larger group. So you go into the restaurant and having, a group of 10 or 12 people there doing something fun and different, it just expands that energy of community. And even if you don't ever talk to these people again, you still have mingled your energy. You've done something positive together, and there'll be little bits of that positive interaction that will stay with and allow them to continue to expand too. It's really powerful. Very fun.
It really is. Yeah, and at the same time, it's powerful and fun. It's kind of a multi-purpose thing, you know? It can do so much on so many different levels all in, a short amount of time. I mean, here I am still talking about it. I mean, I've got this picture, this beautiful picture that I've created that I can look at forever, and bring back those memories and those energies and vibrations of, it was family time and it was creative time and it was great. It was, it was like 2 or 3 hours and it was great. We had dinner after we painted. It was great. It was wonderful. So it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm actually being reminded of this group that I belong to locally. It's a women's community, and we meet monthly for lunch, and it's the same thing. We, the topics are not necessarily always empowerment and community and helping each other and how can we support someone and making connections and really supporting each other. And it's so beautiful to be able to get together. And, in this case, it is oftentimes people that we see, the same people month after month, which is fun and exciting. But sometimes there's new people, too, that come in and only come in for once. But you can see that they engage and are included and empowered and raised up. And it's really amazing to be able to do that and to feel the energy of community and encouragement.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Well, we actually really have a couple of people who have hands raised here. So, so I think I'm going to see... Area code 508867.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. This is Carolyn. How can we help you? What would you like to say?
Well, I wanted to find out how this new eighth year was going to affect me. I feel like all of a sudden, things started going wrong. Well, I shouldn't say wrong, but all these, responsibilities all of a sudden came tumbling down upon me. And I wanted to find out if that has anything to do with this new energy of eight. I know that Saturn just went into Sagittarius, and that went into my home sector.
Yeah,
but I wanted to find out, what's going on. All of a sudden, certain things started breaking down, and is that typical?
Well, Dawn can chime in here in a second, but one of the things that I know about this energy for this year is that it does require effort, and it also requires clarity and ethics. So be really clean with your energy when you're approaching things, because if you aren't clear in your intention, and a lot of times it can be subconscious versus conscious, that you are going to get resistance, almost like to test yourself. So, one of the words that I came across when I was doing some research earlier today is, showing what you're made of, so you can unconsciously have a pattern that you have that says, life is difficult or things can't be easy, And if you're putting that out in this type of a year, it's going to mirror it back to you. So you may want to think about doing some, you know, some meditation or some clearing, or I don't know if you do anything with, you know, EFT or tapping to clear some of that energy and kind of raise to the surface blocks that you may not be aware of. And that feels like it's going to open up the energy for you. Because what really feels to me is like it's a mirror back to you of little opportunities for clearing away stuff. And it's patterns. It's really what it feels like to me is patterns.
Okay. All right. Just
Dawn, do you have anything to add to that?
Yes, I do. So what I'm seeing and hearing from your angels here is about you recognizing that there's lots of things going on around you, and I feel like with each thing, there's a lot of emotions tied to each thing, but it's important for you to still take time for you, and most importantly, not that that's not important, because that's very important, so second to the second first thing is for you to prioritize. So even though you have a lot of things, like you said, were kind of coming down around you, to prioritize which one you, you know, which first, second, third, fourth that you can attend to. But again, going back to prioritizing, when you do prioritize, what has to be number one is you. You being keeping special happy time for yourself, whether it be treating yourself to an afternoon off or an appetizer out, dinner out, a movie, excuse me. And it doesn't even have to be anything that costs any money. You know, you can just go enjoy a movie at home or snuggle up with a good book or a funny movie or, I mean, you know, we can get as creative as anything here. But, again, they really just want you to focus on you first. And then, but, again, prioritize because, you know, you've got so much going on around you. And because there's so many emotions tied to each one of those things, to prioritize them.
Yeah.
And try, and it's so easy for me to say this, but try to kind of step back from some of the emotions, because I'm feeling like they all have a lot of emotion tied to each one of them. But to try as best you can to step back from some of the emotions, because I'm feeling like some of the emotions aren't even yours. So the first thing you'd want to do is to check on which emotions that you're feeling with each one of these things are really yours, and which ones are you taking on from someone else that you really don't need to. I mean, it's hard enough handling, you know, our own emotional baggage, luggage, you know, gunk, let alone taking on more that we, that, you know, we don't need to. So that was the other thing they wanted you to keep in check, was just take yours and work with yours. You know, work with working through the emotions of your own, not, you know, taking on more. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, absolutely. I recognized that the other day, and all of a sudden I saw myself going back into the past for some odd reason. I don't know what the energy was, but it had not done that to me in a long time.
Oh,
so I just called on the angels. I called on the angels to please heal me of my past, because I thought I was healed from it, and then all of a sudden these emotions from the past came up. And then, of course, my garbage disposal went down and other things went down, and then I'm having to deal with taxes. So I'm just praying and I'm raising my vibration to And I'm thinking that all these things that are happening for a reason.
And it's interesting that you brought up the past, because one of the card decks that I used was that I was guided to use with you is the past life deck. And one thing that came up, one of the cards that came up in the past life deck for you was about finances. So take that for, you know, what you need to. It's, you know, they're just having me say that to you and bring that to you. This is something that you can just take this knowledge and do what you need with it and work with it and meditate on it. And like you said, you've already asked the angels to release you with that. Again, this is one thing you want to focus on with the angels, with a past life, again, having to do with finances. And this goes, I feel like this goes way back. Like, this is not like a recent past life, but this is something that went way back with you that is, you know, can still be affecting you here, having to do with finances. So something you want to tune in with your angels with that and get more clarity with that and help you with any situations that you have going on in this life with that. Make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. And I just want to make sure that I'm protected. You know, I do everything with integrity and honesty, and I'm going to be honest and with everything that I do. And with that, pray that the angels will protect me and guide me, you know, in my next
Beautiful.
Step.
And yes, they will.
Very good.
I hope this was helpful.
Yeah, it was very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, have a good evening. Thank you for your show.
You
too. I'll continue to listen on the computer. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we've got some more people here and some stuff going on in the chat room. So let's move on to area code 360. Hello.
Hi, this is Nancy. Hello, lovely ladies.
Hello, Nancy Sue. How are you?
Hey, you. I just got out of a hospital this afternoon, and your show has inspired me, and I thank you for that. And I want to know if you would mind doing a quick little reading for me to see what I'm supposed to hear from the angels right now. It's been a very frustrating month, and I wanted to start the new year off wonderful, with a wonderful bang, and it's not so much of a bang right now.
Well, one thing I will share with you is they rushed me to my color cards for you, and they're wanting me to share these two cards with you. First, and these cards, my color cards, can come up as either a strength or a lesson, and you actually have one of each. So first, they're wanting to let you know, because sometimes we don't always know that we have the strengths that we have. We as humans, a lot of us tend to focus on our weaknesses. But first and foremost, they're wanting to let you know that you do have the strength in being warm, in being wise, in being valuable. And I have to agree. I can definitely attest to that. You certainly are all of those and more. The second card that came up is the lesson, and it's the lesson in magenta, and the strength was in silver, which is a very high vibrating color next to gold. So very strong strengths for you. The lesson in magenta that has come through, and this is something that you are currently working through, a lesson, is releasing the burdens of the world. And I feel like I don't need to say any more to that.
Yeah.
Like, amen. Period. Check.
Got it.
Check, please.
And Nancy Sue, I pulled just a simple card from the Saints and Angels deck, and it's the reward card where the angel has a very serene, very lit up face, and she's holding a dove. So it feels to me like keep your center and trust, and that everything will turn out for your highest good, that there's continue to just to go with the flow and release what isn't yours, and trust. Trust even more than you already do, because I know you have a very high level of trust, but they're asking for you to just step out even more and not only trust for yourself, but trust for those around you, that they will make the right choices for them, and that it's time for them to be able to do that.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
And it's so great to hear your voice. I'm so glad that you're out and alive and getting well. And, you know, going back to this card, I the releasing the burdens of the world, I just feel like they're asking you to go into a meditation, and they will bring forth the release, the specific release that that it's time to let go of, if you understand what I'm saying. Is they're really focusing on, there's one specific thing that they're going to bring forth for you in this meditation. And you're so good at meditations. You do phenomenal meditation. It can just take you away. And so do that with yourself. And again, it's really one thing in particular at this point in time that they're going to show you that it's time to let go of.
Okay. And I will do that.
I know you will. You're so good.
You are wonderful.
I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Love you too. And it's so great to
love
hear
you
your voice.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Nancy Sue.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got Angel Dove in the chat room. And she says, moved on here, that I was wondering if there will be layoffs at my place of employment this year and if my position will be one of them.
I mean, I'm seeing that there's still a connection there. I feel that there's a kind of, I want to say a loving togetherness that's still within that company. Now, you know, Angel Dove, you're asking it for this year. This is the message that I'm receiving right now. So things can always change. People can change their mind. People can change their direction. And in that case, you know, then this message changes. But with the energies in the sense that I'm receiving right now is that there, I'm not seeing that that's where the energy is going toward now. Again, I'm seeing that it's lovingly still together right now. I see some flourishing going on, and you know, I know you're asking this question for, you know, for a reason. You may be feeling like that's where it's going, but what I'm feeling is this could be going on behind the scenes, but I'm seeing some flourishing and just some really nice energies holding this company together. Again, you know, feeling the need to say this, is that's the energy, you know, right here, right now. you know, something changes, the business motto changes, you know, people leave, new people come in, the energies change, it changes everything. So that's the energies of, you know, right here and right now. It looks nice from here now. Carolyn, what are you receiving?
I am receiving, you know, that there's a strong connection. The card I actually pulled is a mother card, and you know, there's the connection of a mother to her child is constant and strong, and sometimes it changes shape a little bit, so it feels like there may be some growing opportunities, but it doesn't feel like there's going to be a separation or break. So I would agree with you, Dawn, that, you know, the energy of this moment in time is that, you know, there's a strong bond, there's a nurturing bond, and it will continue.
You know what's really funny? You got the mother card. I got the father card.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so
awesome.
And
it's an image, like, of a father holding a little child's hand. It was funny. You got the mother and I got the father. So that was just more further validation that the bond is, right now, is really good.
Yep. Great. Well, we've got a bunch of other people with their hands raised, so I'd like to try and get, if, I don't know if we'll get to them all, but let's see if we can get to at least a couple more, because believe it or not, it is almost 5 of the hour. Let's see who I know. Okay, how about area code 443?
Hello. It's Jamie. Hey, it's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, I just want to, I don't need a reading or anything. I know it's getting close to the end, but I just wanted to pop one and say hello, and I love you all very much.
Oh,
and
so
happy
sweet.
New Year.
We love you too.
Yeah, but that's all. I want to let the others get their readings and all, but I just, you know, I can't keep my mouth quiet for a whole hour.
Oh, we love Jamie.
I tried really hard, but it didn't happen.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for hopping on and putting your beautiful energy into the call.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you,
so
ladies.
Great to hear your voice.
Oh, yours too.
Thank
nice,
you.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so let's go on to, okay, how about area code 917?
Hello, ladies. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is Ellen, and I don't have a specific question. Just what would the angels like to tell me about 2015 and how it relates to my life?
Hey. Okay. Okay, Ellen, what I am feeling is that this is your year to emerge as a leader, to really step out and show your stuff in whatever that means to you. You know, I'm seeing like a shawl coming off or a cloak or something coming off, and you really opening up as to who you are underneath, who you really are, the true powerful you. And you're going to lead by example. It feels like a really positive, smooth, empowering, energetic shift, whereas you kind of really take ownership for who you are and what your gifts are in everyday life, that you're going to impact and encourage other people to be more authentic to themselves, and that it's very bright. It feels very, very bright for you. Very bright and peaceful. You know, it doesn't feel, there's not struggle with this. The card I actually drew is you're a leader. It's St. Joan of Arc, and oftentimes there's like struggle and strife associated with her. But I'm really drawn to her sword, which she has down by her side, which says that, you know, she's powerful, she's got it available if she needs to, but she doesn't need it. She's leading with her heart. She's leading with her heart right now. And that's the energy that you have, is to lead with your heart and make significant changes in your life and the lives of people around you with that positive energy shift.
It sounds
How about
wonderful.
You, Don?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I see it very colorful for you this year, and exactly just like you described, as you were describing it, Carolyn, I was looking at the visual of Ellen, you coming out and opening up and just kind of, you know, peeking your head out like, hey, you know, I can do this, and I've always wanted to do this, and I'm gonna take a little stab at it, kind of feeling like a little frisky kind of attitude and playfulness about it, but serious in the same way, and that you come out with that you do have the strength. Again, the angels are letting you know this. The strength that you do have is that you are mentally clear and empowered and fresh. So know that those strengths that you have are going to enable you to step out in a really big way because of
wow.
your mental clarity and being empowered. And it's great because the energies of this year are empowering. So it's kind of like you can't not do it. You know, you're just going to be just sailing on this wave and, you know, not being able to look back. And you don't want to.
No, I don't want to look
you.
Back now. Thank you so much. It sounds wonderful, and I hope to tell you all about it in the coming months.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Love to hear it.
Great. All right. Let's
Thanks
try
again.
One more. Oh,
you're
welcome. Okay, how about area code 609? Hello? Hello? Area code 609? Well, okay, we're going to try one more other person then. And let's see who's got... How about area code 603. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey,
Hello.
It's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are my favorite angel peach people?
We are so happy to hear from you.
I know. It's been a long time. I miss all you guys. I am happy to hear Jamie's voice.
Yeah, yeah. It's always good to have the angels pop in, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And I don't know if it's just me, but I've been hearing it from a lot of people tonight that there was a shift in energy yesterday. Something strange, like not strange. Oh, kind of in your face. Are profound, I guess. So I'm looking too to this year, 2015, and a little help from my angels.
Great. Is there anything specific that you want to know about, or just?
I'm hearing get off the pot. and it's time for a huge change. I guess I'm looking for direction. I know where I'm at. It's not where I'm needed now, if that makes sense.
It
for
does.
For career, job, work, yes.
Yep. Well, Chris, it's funny because
I know that
the,
much.
Yep. The card that popped out, like almost literally here, is the Don't Compromise card. And I think that truly is your message, is to stand true in integrity to yourself. You have an extremely high level of intuition and connection with your angels. You know what is right and what is wrong for you. So honor that. And even if your brain starts getting into that loop of, well, I should or this could be, to let it go. Really trust your guidance, trust yourself, and live in integrity of what you know is best for you, and then everything will be well. Truly, don't compromise on anything.
Okay.
I mean, you know, small stuff, you can compromise on things. I'm talking about the big things that are critically important to your core values and to your spirituality.
Okay.
To stand firm in those.
Yeah. I've had a year of standing up to myself, which is a big learning curve for me. When things were not right, I would stand up for myself. There was a time when, many years, I can't do that. I would all choke up or feel like somebody's choking me around the throat, you know. But growing up as a child, children are seen but not heard. Type of, So some feelings are weird to some of us. Like, is it okay to say this? So
but you are,
now
and you are
I'm,
with.
With
sorry for this. They're kind of yelling in my ear here. As long as you do it with integrity and with love, and know that it is truly the right answer for you or the right response for you, that it's okay. Even if it feels uncomfortable because you're not used to doing it, you are training your body and you're training the people around you in a new way of connecting. And that will become easier and easier every time you do it. But just feel that in your heart and know that you're doing it from that place of love and from that place of integrity, then it will become easier and your life will become easier because you are truly living in that stream. You're living in that flow. You're living in that spiritual path.
Okay,
Dawn, do you have anything? You're welcome.
Chris, what I'm getting is for you this year to take that step that your heart has been wanting you to take for so long. And even if it's little steps, is what they're showing me. They're not showing me like huge steps because that would be too much for you to take on at one time. But to do it in little steps. And I feel like it's almost like you feel the missing piece in your heart, in your heart chakra, in your chest. Like you can feel it sometimes. You can feel it physically, like there's some kind of void, like there's something missing. And this is the year, and the energies are supporting you on this. Again, you know, we've been talking about this tonight, is the energies are supporting us and spreading our wings and flying. And this new journey that you can embark upon will help you spread your wings and fly like you've never done before. But for you, it's about taking those little steps. And every little step you take, it's almost like you'll feel another little piece is coming back into place in your heart. And another little piece is coming in. Every little step brings a piece back of that void that you may have been feeling in your heart for some time.
Well, that is just perfect because you know what? I got my new deck, Life Purpose, today, Enduring Virtues, and one of the third card was Heart's Desires. That means supporting, guiding, protecting as your dreams become reality. That means it says do what is your heart desiring? And so you just hit it like perfectly with the spreading your wings and flying.
Well, you know, the card that I just picked for you that I was bringing this message through is called Heart Chakra. So,
perfect. That's like the hammer on the head. It's like, yes, you are reading your readings correctly, Chris. And you just validated that.
Yep. Sometimes we need that 2x4 cross, right?
Yes. I'm kind of one of those. It's like, yes, you're on the right path. Yes, Chris, you're doing it right. You know, and sometimes I need a little bit of outside validation from the rest of the community. And I so appreciate it. You guys are all gifted, too, very much so.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Lots of sunshine and love for this year to all of you, for everybody.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you, same to you, too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Well, Dawn, it is almost 10 past, so I think it feels like it's time for us to wrap up, and I invite everybody to call in back next week again for Angels on Air. If you have any questions, you could certainly reach out directly to Dawn at angelsdawning.com, and you can reach out to me directly at gatewaytoyou.com. So thank you so much for joining us, and have a lovely evening and, of course, a fabulous year.
Woohoo! Woohoo! I know!
Reach out, build community, you know, create a relationship with whether it's a coaching partner, an accountability partner, a friend, a mentor, take a class, reach out to a community like Living with the Angels community through Angels Teach where you can get support, but it will make this entire year go much smoother and become even more powerful if you reach out for support.
Absolutely. Raise your vibes.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye,
Take care,
everybody.
Everyone. Bye-bye.